Today is Gimel Iyar, the third day of Iyar, and it's also the 18th day of the Omer. The Tanya for today is at the beginning of Perek Mem Hei, chapter 45. It's on page 669 in Lessons in Tanya. Until now, the Alter Rebbe described two kinds of love and fear, which make up the kavana and the lishma with which we're supposed to do mitzvahs. In order that the performance of the mitzvah and the study of Torah should be an aveda, a service of God, we have to have with it an element of fear and an element of love that gives the mitzvah its wings, gives it its kavana, its life, and so on. Love and fear come from the two attributes, chesed and gvura, and they are represented by Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is chesed, and Yitzchak is gvura. Here in Perek Mem Hei, in chapter 45, the Alter Rebbe introduces the third way, the third possibility, the third attribute with which one can have kavana, with which one can serve God. And that is the attribute of Yaakov, which is compassion. By having compassion, by having pity for the neshama, for the godliness that is within himself, the person can be motivated and animated in his performance of Torah and mitzvahs. Page 669. There's another path, a direct path, available to man. By which he can perform Torah and mitzvahs lishma, for their own sake, with the proper kavana, and that is al yedei midosei shel Yaakov Avinu alav hasholem, through the attribute of Yaakov Avinu, shehi midas harachamim, which is the attribute of compassion, of mercy. To arouse in his mind, before he begins to do a mitzvah, to study Torah, he arouses in his mind a great compassion before God, that God should have pity for the godly spark, the divine spark that gives life to his neshama, asher yorad mimekedek, because it came down from its source, from its origins, which was chayi hachayim main sev baruch hu, the life of life, the source of all life, God, which is the source of this divine spark. So it came down from there, from such a high level, the life of life, HaMemale Kol Almin, V'Seviv Kol Almin. God gives life in two ways. He fills the world and he surrounds the world. A godliness, a life that permeates, and a life that transcends and gives life from a distance. And what's more, the Kula Kamei Kelo Hoshiv, and all existence is as nothing before him. That is the greatness of God, and that is the source, the mokit, of the godly spark that animates the nefesh. So it came from that high level, the nislabish b'mashcha d'chivyo, and it is clothed, not only present in a body, but clothed in the body. And the body is called mashcha d'chivyo, the skin of a snake, because it is affected by the sin of the eating of the tree of knowledge, caused by the snake, ha'rochek me'epnei ha'melech, b'tachlis ha'herchek, so that he is far from God, from the king, at to the greatest distance, ki ho'elam hazeh u'tachlis ha'klipis ha'gasis chu, because this world is the lowest of all klipa. In this world, where it is possible for a person to completely deny the existence of God, this world is the lowest of all klipa, because the only other possibility would be a world in which it is not only possible to deny God's existence, but a world in which it is impossible to recognize God's existence. And such a world would have no justification, would have no reason to exist. So this is the lowest of all possible worlds. So just by the very nature of being born, of coming down into this world, the neshama already goes from the highest of the high levels down to the lowest possible world. Ubefrat, and to make matters worse, kisheyizkir al kol maso v'dibura v'machshavesa miyem hiyesei, when a person takes to mind not also the corruption and the tumah that he brought on himself through his own act, speech, and thought from the day that he was born, asher lo yitevim heima, the acts and the speech and the thoughts that were not proper, that were not good. And that causes the neshama, the godly spark in the neshama, to be degraded, to be dragged down further. Melech osur berahotim v'hitei mecha, the king is tied, bound by the ropes, by the trough. He's stuck in the trough, into which the person drags the godly soul. The trough being v'hitei mecha, the habit, the habitual thoughts, the manner of one's thinking. Ki yakev chevel nachalosim. How is it that godliness is affected by a person's sins? Because the Jew is the rope of God's inheritance, so to speak. What is the analogy of a rope? When you have a rope, one end is tied up on high and the other is tied down below. When you pull on the rope at the low end, it causes a disturbance, it causes movement in the rope at the high end. Vehu seid golus hashchina, and this is the meaning of the concept of the golus, of the shchina being in golus, of God being in golus, that part of godliness that is clothed within this world, meaning within the soul of the Jew, that's the shchina. And when the Jew drags the shchina into sin, that's called golus hashchina. And concerning this, it says that he should return to God and God will have mercy upon him. What does it mean, have mercy upon him? To have mercy upon the godliness that is in exile within him. To arouse compassion for the name of God that dwells within us, as it says, who dwells among them in their uncleanliness. And with this we'll understand the pasuk where it says, Yaakov kissed Rachel and lifted his voice and cried. So we have here what Yaakov means, what Zochel means, what the kiss means, what the lifting up of the voice means, and what the crying means. Ki Zochel hikneses Yisrael moke kol haneshamos. Zochel, being the mother of the Jewish people, represents the root, the source of all Jewish souls, the origin of Jewish souls. The Yaakov and Yaakov, who represents the attribute of Rachamim, of compassion, where Zochel represents Malchus, the source of Jewish neshamas. Yaakov represents Rachamim, and Yaakov kisses Zochel, who hameide Rachamim Rabbi Moleho, he arouses compassion, pity for Rachel, vayisa eskelei, that he raises up his voice. What does he raise up? He raises up the compassion. L'maylo l'meked harachamim hoel yenim, from the level that he is on. He is the attribute of mercy. He raises it up to a higher level of compassion. Hanikra ov harachamim u'mekedam. This higher level of compassion is called Ov HaRachamim, the father of mercies, being the source of mercy, the source of Rachmanus, because there is Ov HaRachamim and there is Ov HaRachamon. There is the merciful Father and there is the Father of mercy. Ov HaRachamon, that is the level of Rachmanus of Atzilus. That's the attribute of Yaakov. And he raised his Rachmanus to a higher level, to the level of Ov HaRachamim, the Father of all Rachmanus, which is the 13 divine attributes of mercy that are even higher than Atzilus. Vayev, can he cry? In order to bring down, first he elevated, he raised himself up to the higher level of Rachmanus, and then he cried, bringing it down, to bring down that Rachamim to all Neshames, which is Rochel, Ve'al Moke Knesset Yisrael, L'Haleison Negoluson, that in God's compassion he should elevate them out of their goals. Oliyachadon b'yichud ha'elyein, and to unite them with a higher level unity. Eidin save Baruch Hu, with God himself, the b'chinas neshikin, on the level of the kiss. Shehi, what is the connection, the unity, represented by a kiss? Shehi is dapkus rucha b'rucha. In a kiss, there is a connection. There is a bond not only between the body, the two bodies, but also between the breath of the bodies. It is a bond of breath to breath, spirit to spirit. So there's an external bond where a body connects with a body, and there's an internal bond where the spirit, the breath, connects with the breath. With the spirit, the inner bond. And that's what Neshika means, the kiss means, the higher level unity, the unity of soul to soul, not only body to body. Dahainu. And how does this translate into practical terms? Hiskash is Dibur Odom Bidvar Hashem Zu Halocho, through the bonding of a person's speech with God's speech, which is Halocho, and also thought to thought in the study of Torah, and act to act. When a person does the mitzvah, he is acting out God's actions. And particularly, is there a bond, an embrace between God and the Jew when the Jew does the mitzvah of tzedakah, of kindness. Chesed rei yemino, as it says, kindness is the right arm. Hu bechinas chibuk mamesh, and this is an actual embrace. The right arm meaning an embrace from the right side, from kindness. Kameshakosu veyemino techapkeni, as it says, his right arm embraces me, and that comes as a result of the act of kindness. When we perform kindness below, we elicit a kindness from above, where God embraces us with His kindness. And while a person studies Torah with his mouth and speech, and he concentrates on the divine thoughts, and also the study of Torah, which is done in speech, and the thought which is done through concentration, hein b'chinas neshikin mamish, that is an actual kiss, where the mitzvah, the act, the action mitzvah, is an embrace. The study of Torah, the speech, and the thought are an inner embrace, a level of neshikin, a union, of an inner union. Hine al yedei ze yochol lovei l'b'chinas ahava rabba b'hizgalus libet, through this compassion that he arouses for his neshama, he can come to a level of Ahava Rabba revealed in the heart. Yaakov redeems Avraham. Yaakov is compassion, and Avraham is love. And when love is inaccessible for whatever reason, is too high for the person to attain, he can redeem it. He can release that love by starting with compassion. And through the compassion, he comes to love. In the Hayyim Yain, for the third day of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Ein Sheisin Mayim Kedem Havdola, we don't drink water, even water, before making Havdola. Kol Hamides, Avgam Hamides HaLeiteves, every trait, every characteristic, even the not good ones, Oigam Zois, or even the evil ones, more than not good, actually evil, Al Piteyaram Ushmeiseyam, recognizable by their titles and by their names. Efshel Ishtamish Bahem La Vedas Hashem Al Piyatayam. Even the not good behavior and even the evil behaviors, characteristics, can be used in the service of God according to Torah. Ukamesha Harahats, Harav HaTzadik Reb Meshulam Zusya Zatzal, Me'anipoli. Reb Zusya Anipoli said that he learned Kama Drochim B'Darki HaVeda Miganef. He learned a number of ways of serving God from a ganef, from a thief. Number one, he learned from a thief Hatznei Leches, that what a thief does, he does privately. He's modest about it. Number two, Maimid Atzmei B'Sakona, in doing what he does, in pursuing his trade, he puts himself in danger, and yet he's not deterred by the danger. Gimel, Dover HaYeser Koten Choshev K'Dover Godel, he is meticulous and careful about little things, just as with big things. He doesn't overlook the little things. Dalid, Omalvet B'Tircha G'Deila, he works, and he labors with great toil. He puts in a lot of effort. Hey, Zizus, what he does with alacrity. He does it quickly, he does it efficiently. Number six, Beiteyach Umekaven, he is confident and he is optimistic. Number seven, Imlo Yitzliach B'Pam Harishena, when he doesn't succeed the first time, Chezer Har B'Pamim, he tries again and again.